Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 58, Think for Yourself. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, my day-to-day photos, cat photos, cosplay photos, on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So, in today's day and age, we find tremendous amounts of information over the internet, through Facebook, through Instagram, through Twitter, through Google, basically anywhere on the internet, you could find just tons and tons of information all the time. It is literally out there and posted all the time. Every second, there is something new. Every minute of every day, there are hundreds of thousands of new posts about new things, new news articles. It's just all over. In fact, years and years ago, when you had to get your news from the news on television, usually you wouldn't see as much as we see now. It was much more condensed. It was much more localized depending on where you lived, basically. So more so, you saw a lot of different propaganda and things like that during times of war for your specific country or for the people that you support. And nowadays, it's more so just kind of like everyone's voice. Everyone can talk on the internet. Anyone could tell any kind of lie. Anyone could put out any kind of information and expect you to believe it's true. Now, why I say think for yourself? So, obviously, there are plenty of places to do research on the internet. It's literally endless. There are endless sources that you could find any amount of information you could ever want. But, of course, there are places that are more trusted than others. So, how do you determine what's a trustworthy source? How do you determine what you can quote? So on and so forth. And basically, that's just common sense for most people these days that use the internet. So obviously, wiki can be edited. So anyone can go to any wiki page, and as long as they have the right rights to that page, they can make adjustments to the page that they see fit. So essentially, wiki isn't the best place to start if you're trying to go through and quote on anything. Generally speaking, historic documents are a pretty good place. Any kind of place or document that is from someone that is certified to make that kind of statement, for instance, is probably a good place. So if you've read any kind of research papers on certain things, let's just say, the effects on marijuana to have memory loss, things like this. You know, if you've read medical documentation by an actual medical doctor, an MD, that he's gone through and put the research in and found results to be that you lose memories because you smoke too much marijuana, then that's somewhat trustworthy if you've actually checked the credentials of this medical doctor. Now, also, certain schools that are out there obviously throw tons and tons of money into research to go through and fund research projects, and most of the time, you'll be able to find if those are true results or not based on the pool, the number of people that they have that participate in said study or inside of the research, and how many people they have inside of their control group. So there's a lot of different ways that you can find information on the internet, but a lot of them are just bullshit or they're not true. Now, there are certain things that kind of have some leeway with certain stuff. So, for instance, would be like, home remedies, for instance. So, home remedies have been around literally forever. Now, they might not have been called home remedies, but people have been using home remedies forever. So, when your mom tells you that you can go through and the best way to boil noodles is to boil them in their own starch, it's because she has experience for this kind of thing, you know? Home remedies, similarly, is from experience. So you could find things, for instance, like the best way to get rid of like fruit flies or flies in your house through home remedies. And you might not need to use any kind of harmful chemicals, things like this. But the internet these days has so many different tips, tricks, and hacks that it makes it kind of untrustworthy. You know, you don't really know which way you should be looking for the answer. So this is where I say again, think for yourself. So if something seems too weird or seems too unlikely, common sense would dictate that it probably isn't likely or probably isn't true. So if somebody tells me that, you know, I can make $100 million on YouTube by doing any number of things by cutting my hair and then doing an episode on Perfectly Wasted, episode 58, in fact, about thinking for yourself, then, you know, obviously, in this case, I happen to have done this, but it's not necessarily a trustworthy source. You know, just because someone says something doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth. And this holds true to day-to-day situations as well. It's not just the internet. You know, in a day and age that people can just pass off things with a swipe right or a swipe left or a scroll down, you know, honestly, what do you think that you should be doing for yourself? You should probably be thinking for yourself, trying to come to a conclusion of what is trustworthy information, what kind of people are trustworthy, and who you should believe. The reason that this becomes a big deal is because, let's say you are that little old lady that happens to find something that you want to buy or purchase on the internet through a website that you're not familiar with. Well, your grandkids use the internet, your children use the internet, you know, your husband uses the internet. You know, maybe it might just be to play solitaire or to talk on Facebook and stay connected or to do any number of other things that you could do on the internet. But you find a good deal, you find something that you want or something that you find that somebody else might want, for instance, that's a really great deal. So you go and you find this ad, maybe a classified ad, because classified ads through most newspapers are free online these days, or through Craigslist or any number of other sites that have free ads. So you find this thing, and then the person says, well, before I give you this really great deal on this really expensive item, I need to make sure real quick that this is going to be a legitimate sale. So I need you to forward me through your Google Wallet or pretty much any other unsecure means in which to transfer money, some amount, some sum of money to be able to prove that, you know, we have a good deal, that this is going to work out for both of us. So, you know, this friendly old person, maybe let's just say a grandmother, goes and does this thing, and then all of a sudden, they're out that money. It's gone forever. So, realistically, you kind of have to go through and think about this for a minute. Why did this happen? You found somebody that was untrustworthy on the internet, first off. You don't know this person. You don't know their background. In fact, you don't even know where they posted this from. Now, should you have to second guess all these things? Hopefully not. But that's why there are sites that exist, like eBay, for instance, that will go through and they'll follow the buyer pretty much all the way through. Whatever the buyer says, they didn't receive an item, it wasn't exactly as they found it inside of the listing, eBay will always follow you up on that. And this has to come into thinking for yourself. So if you find a classified ad, for instance, that wants you to meet up in a shady part of town and bring cash, probably shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't you do it? Because you like your life. You don't like getting held up for money. Maybe because it's too good to be true. And in a case like this, in a case like pretty much any case, if it's too good to be true, chances are it's not true. All right? And that's stood true for the 32 years of my life. So I got to say that thinking for yourself and remembering that if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true, are going to help the majority of most people. And that's a good way to think of common sense. So if something seems dangerous, if you're not sure if you should do something or not because it's a little bit sketchy, then you should probably trust your instinct on it and not do it. Because honestly, there have been so many people that I know personally that have been screwed over through internet and any number of other kind of shady deals that it just isn't worth it. Honestly, you might come to the conclusion that, well, honestly, I make really bad decisions, so maybe I shouldn't be thinking for myself. But the fact that you can determine that you make bad decisions is thinking for yourself. You understand that some of the decisions that you make are bad. So in that case, maybe you want to ask somebody that has more experience with something for their advice. And in which case, if you're going to ask somebody for their advice on a certain subject or any matter or anything at all, then you should probably listen to what they have to say. Because if you're bad at making a decision in something, for instance, I'm not the best at baking, I might ask somebody that's better at baking for their advice on something. If I ask them and they tell me that the method in which I want to try and bake something is probably not the best way to do something, I'm probably going to listen because this person has more experience in this specific field than I do. With all this, I'm just really trying to express that there are so many different avenues for information that are out there these days. Honestly, you should really try and do your own research and try and back up your own word on certain things. If you're going to try and like back anything these days, you should have a reason why. Even if that reason is, you know, I really think that McDonald's French fries are the best French fries on the planet because of the way that they prepare them and because of the salt that they use. You know, even if it's something as simple as that, whatever you say, people are always going to second guess because they have the information, any kind of information you could ever want is inside of this device right here. You could go on Google on any free Wi-Fi anywhere and you could find any answer to anything. Now, whether or not that answer is true, that's something you have to think about for yourself. Tell me what you think about today's episodes down below in the comments. And as always, do like, subscribe, and share to these episodes. It helps so much. It cannot even be described. Thank you again for joining us. As always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.